Hello everyone and welcome to Monday on Wide World of Sports. Hawthorn captain James Sicily to join us in 15 minutes. The Hawks have endured a tumultuous start to the season, losing six of their first seven. But it was a loss a little earlier in round seven that I believe we will look back on as a significant moment for one particular club. Carlton's loss to Geelong was very explainable. They were playing an undefeated team. They had more than half a dozen of their starting 22 unavailable. They kicked horribly for goal, and a couple of crucial calls late in the game didn't go their way. So it would have been easy for Michael Voss to dismiss the result as relatively meaningless. The Carlton coach has, in my opinion, been too apathetic too often when explaining away poor form in recent history. But his savage response to his team's wastefulness on Saturday was a testament to his growth as a coach, and it sent a stern message to his players and the rest of the competition, and that is, we expect to be the best with no equivocations. It was Michael Voss's 54th game in charge of Carlton, and although it was a loss, it was his finest moment in navy blue. Let's welcome this man. Welcome you, Lloydie.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah, I agree with you. I know that there was criticism of probably Vossi's media conferences when he first started.
Yeah, I think particularly the first half of last year when they were playing so poorly, and it seemed like the messaging didn't change about the need for growth. But it changed on the weekend. And I personally think, Lloydie, this will be the making of Carlton and Voss.
What it tells me also, Sam, is that he's pretty much saying that he believes they're good enough to win a premiership this year.
Yeah, like, totally agree.
He's just not copying anything. Like, every loss that they've had so far this year, he just has been, just saying, nah, not good enough. Not making any excuses for injuries whatsoever. And we'll Friday night, they're back on stage against Collingwood.
Because they could have easily won that game on the weekend. Mm. Couldn't they?
Yeah,
if things had gone their way, or, a late 50 here, or, the Henry moment, it could have been a push in the back. Maybe it wasn't a mark. I was watching on Saturday night, keen to know what he said in his press conference, and I watched and went, wow, this is different.
And Lee Matthews often says, you're talking to your players when you are doing a media conference. So he may be directing that to them as much as anybody.
I reckon he is.
And saying, don't think that was good enough, losing to the Cats by, whatever it was, a couple of goals.